What's up, wrestling fans? Welcome to a special edition of the Smark Out Moment Smack Talk Podcast. This is the Smark Announce Table. If you don't know what that is, it's an audio commentary track, and I'm going to break that down a little bit in a minute. But before we get into the specifics of what's going to happen here, I'm going to introduce who's talking. I am your host, Tony Mango. Joining me on the mic for this episode is Kaylin Ferris.
What's happening?
And Angie Williams.
Hello. Thank you so much, Tony.
I was so tempted to introduce you first again, just to throw you off, but you know.
I know. I expected it.
So if you don't know what the Smark Announce Table is, or the fan tracks from Fanboys Anonymous, it's pretty simple overall. We're going to be watching a video and providing a commentary track. We're just going to give our opinions about it, kind of a riff track sort of a thing. If you've ever listened to an audio commentary track for like a DVD, basically the same kind of a thing. And to prep us for the upcoming Money in the Bank pay-per-view, we're going to be looking back at the first time that this has ever happened, the 2005 ladder match that took place in WrestleMania 21 in 2005. Unfortunately, for copyright reasons, we can't give you guys the video of the match itself to go along with this. And, you know, that's just going to cause a whole lot of different issues. But instead, this is how it's going to work. We're going to watch the video on the WWE Network, and we recommend you guys to do the same thing. But if you have a DVD or something like that and you want to sync it up that way, that works too. All you got to do is watch the video synced up with our audio when we tell you to. And we're going to do that by giving you a 3-2-1 play. You just hit play when I say play. It's pretty simple. If you don't understand that, then I don't know what else to tell you. But
wait, what do we do when you say play?
I think that you hit the stop button.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm about 75% sure.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see. If I go 5-4-3-2-1, then it's a different story.
Oh, man.
Oh.
But you want to set your time on the WWE Network to 26 minutes and 40 seconds. That's 0-0-2-6-4-0. And, of course, 3-2-1 play, then you hit the play. So go ahead and do that. Make sure you are all set. Hover that mouse or whatever over that play button. 3-2-1 play. What you should be hearing right now is like just a second of audio before it goes into the bell ringing. Howard Finkel is going to be introducing everybody here.
And we see the briefcase hanging above the ring.
Oh, it's not gold yet.
Didn't even have the Money in the Bank logo.
No.
Very plain.
For a world heavyweight champion. I've missed that Fink, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't watched this in God knows how many years. I know who's in it because I had to do this to prep ahead of time of like the notes and stuff, but I don't remember what anybody looks like. I don't remember how like what.
Honestly, I haven't watched this until it first aired live. I haven't seen it since then. So this is going back a few years, yeah.
So Jericho's our first guy. Now this was when he first pitched the idea. He was touting that recently that he created the Money in the Bank.
And this was his in-between hair days. I wasn't too crazy about this haircut.
I kind of dig it a little bit. I mean, it's better than the man bun that he had going for.
Oh, yeah.
I think I like his shirt a lot more than his jacket.
The beard's something that I think he might be able to bring back.
Yeah, it did look good.
Here's our second competitor that we can't talk about.
Toothless aggression.
I enjoyed his wrestling. I did.
Oh, yeah.
I was a like moderate fan of him. I always thought that he was good, but he never should have been a world champion.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh, Christian. The old theme.
I forgot he was in this one.
If you're crazy, tell me, rewind a lot. Oh, Tomko. Fuck, I forgot about Tomko existing, period.
Oh, wow. I did not like Chris at this time in his career.
Christian or Chris Jericho?
Christian Jericho.
Christian Jericho.
And I just didn't like Tomko ever.
Yeah, I was never.
I don't really remember him.
Sadly, I remember him more from TNA. Because I wasn't watching WWE around this time. And when I tried watching TNA for a couple of years there, that was when Tomko was still kind of hanging around there. Always liked Shelton, though.
Oh, yeah. Shelton Benjamin's great.
He should have been ECW champion. And we got JR on the commentary, so that's going to be good, too.
Yeah.
you know, at some point he's going to say the most like gifted athlete, the best pure athlete on the roster, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He always threw that out there for Shelton. Buff Edge.
Oh yeah,
I like Buff Edge. I think he was the first guy we got to meet and actually talk to.
Now, were you watching around this time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys think that Edge was going to be the winner?
I don't remember who I thought at this time. Let's see, who else we got? Is everybody there? No, we're missing one more. Two more.
One more guy.
Oh, Kane.
The ladders are on
fire.
Yeah,
I do like that.
Oh, yes. That is great.
Looking back, I mean, you might be thinking it's got to be Kane and that he's got a shot. But
yeah.
And he looked so happy when he came out.
I don't really remember what I was thinking, who was going to win it at this time. But
I think probably if I was watching around this time, I would have thought that it would have been Jericho.
Yeah.
I probably wanted Edge to win.
And I got to assume the least likely option out of this bunch would probably be Christian.
Oh, yeah. Would you say at this time in history that Kane was on a hot streak?
I would say that he was on fire.
When isn't he?
I never liked this look for Kane, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's better than when they just had, when they first took the mask off and he had like the makeup and crap all over his face and the little bit of hair. That was kind of weird.
It was at least creepy looking though.
It was very creepy.
The bell finally rings.
And the match begins.
They're like, rule number one, you can't ring the bell to start until somebody gets hit with a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Maybe.
That would be a great rule.
Somebody tries to climb the ladder and they're like, you can't win the match. It hasn't started yet. Nobody's hit you with it.
Or to win, you must be hit with a ladder at least once.
Oh, that's Earl Hebner in there. He still hasn't gotten fired yet. He looks like a sad fuck, though. Jesus. You know, it's kind of interesting, though. A lot of this stuff, you just look at it face value, it looks very different compared to what we have now. But a lot of it's still exactly the same. Like, it's, you know, obviously the old logo. We have, like, a different aspect ratio. But, like, the ring doesn't really look all that much different.
I was going to say, it's not really that different.
And the padding on the outside, I think, is the exact same type of padding.
Mm-hmm. Ring steps were black back then instead of silver.
Yeah, and the ladders weren't all silver colored. They're not as shiny.
And at this point, they hadn't gotten quite into the spot fest. I mean, Shelton jumping off there. Kane's going to do his clothesline that he normally does. That's all good Tom goes for.
Yeah.
Was that a huge slash on... Oh, I missed who it was. Jericho's side? Or Edge's?
I don't know.
You know, I kind of like these ladders a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Black with the silver?
Yeah.
That was pointless, Christian.
Yeah. What a great land.
Now I'm curious about the gash. I'm trying to find a gash on someone.
I know. I don't.
It's looking like Jericho's not bleeding. Mud vein. What's that?
Yeah, there we go. It's a band, right? I don't know. What was the theme for this WrestleMania, by the way? Do you remember?
I think this was Ladies and Gentlemen. Or might have been. That might have been 23. This was the Goes Hollywood.
Yeah.
So they had that really good video package where everybody's doing like the taxi driver thing and stuff.
That was great. Yeah, all the different movie parodies.
Eugene with Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
They could not do that now. Oh, wait. No, I do see a cut on Jericho.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
On his right side.
The German.
Yeah.
Of course, Benoit's busted open, too. Stitches on the eyebrow right there.
He probably did that before he even walked out.
Oh, no. That was like that. Yeah, yeah. When he walked out.
They're hanging out and catering, and he's just, like, carving up his head.
Yeah.
Oh, I did like the shot of the ladder getting thrown out of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Get him in the strategy, blocking a submission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I just say, Benoit?
Oh, but it doesn't matter because the damage is done.
It causes them pain.
And he just sits there and goes like, oh man, he's going to hit me with that ladder. Mm-hmm. It's a shame I can't get up. I like the set, though. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
The searchlights and everything. I'm always curious when I'm watching back on old events to see like the people in the front row. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're still popping up in the front row anymore.
They could be.
Your spear. Taking down the cane.
They'd milk this so much more now.
Mm-hmm.
They'd do like a 20-second stare down.
Oh.
ladder too?
Yeah.
What?
Not a concerto, a con ladder.
There he is.
How good is Shelton? God damn it. They should have given him a belt. For the longest time, he and Kofi and Morrison were like the three people that made Money in the Bank good.
Actually, we've only met a few guys on the roster over the years, and two of them were in this match.
Both
Edge and Shelton Benjamin we managed to meet. And actually, I was just thinking about it the other day, too, because I remembered the day we met Shelton Benjamin, there was a house show here in town, and it was on June 6th, 2006, so it just passed the 10th anniversary of that. And I remember it because it was 666.
Aw.
I was busy watching The Omen in movie theaters then.
Of course.
Well, I snuck in for free. Why not?
Get up, get up, get up.
Oh.
That's another thing that I noticed going back and watching some of the older clips is how many photographers there used to be at ringside.
Yeah, there's like, what, 12 of them now there right now? Seems like it. There's like three at every section.
Well, since it was a pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, you still get all the cameramen, but I don't see as many still photographers anymore. That's just because high-def video, I'm guessing? Because you can get just as good of pictures.
And more people are able to watch pay-per-views now live.
Yeah, those probably for like the WWE magazine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's not really a thing anymore.
No.
And you could take like stills from the videos.
Yep.
If you really need to. It is so much better now that they have the gold Money in the Bank briefcase, though. It's way more WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they carry it around now, and it's like a belt.
Instead of just like, they stole this off of some real estate agent.
Yeah. Yeah, the branding of it is really much improved.
I was trying to find, like, I couldn't even find, like, a promotional photo for this. Or like, you know, like the match card type of thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
Couldn't find an old logo. Like, they didn't have a logo for Money in the Bank for like 3 years or something.
Has the logo changed much?
Not too much. Mostly just when they changed the WWE logo.
Was this the only one where it was unbranded, the briefcase? Was it the very next one?
Oh, I love all the ladders together and everyone on top.
I think it was like two or no, wait.
Or is that what you're talking about before?
They didn't.
Oh.
Ooh.
You mean the branded like with the brand extension, or do you think?
No, as far as the briefcase design itself.
Oh, it might have been... Now, you know what? Kennedy had a black briefcase with his logo on it.
That's right.
So it must have just been a black briefcase around that time. And I think Swagger had a briefcase with the WrestleMania logo on it.
Ooh, here we go.
T-Bone.
Oh!
A T-Bone from the ladder. Oh, God.
Yeah, I recognize.
Oh. He just knocks it over. Hey, fuck you guys.
Adding insult to injury.
That was great.
What do you recognize?
No, I recognize, different moves. I just don't know all their proper names.
Well, you just pull the Michael Cole and you say, what a maneuver.
What a suplex from the top. Very vague things that you can always tell when they don't know, and they're just going to be like, oh, he threw him down.
Yeah.
But still, if I'm ever going to be on more podcasts or something, I'd like to be able to. And then know the guys, when they take the certain moves, just because they did it, it has a nickname.
Yeah, instead of being like a power bomb, it's the Batista bomb. Or
Yeah.
The jackknife, or the seriously fucked it up, like what Sid used to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guys, I think Jericho might win right here.
I still think Kane's got a shot.
Oh, on Raw, he climbed the ladder so much.
Oh, he's touching it. He's going to win. Oh. I remember this wrong. Jericho wins. Oh, wait.
Oh, that was great.
That was a good spot, yeah.
I've always been a fan. That's good for, you know?
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of when they take the ladder, take one ladder and stick it through another ladder.
Like when they're like just setting up a spot later.
Yeah, they just set them up. And
I liked how the ladders were, and you just were not expecting that.
I don't think I've ever seen a match where they've set up something like that and then not done anything with it.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, I almost would want them to do that just to throw me off a little bit. Like, when they set one between the commentary table and the ring apron,
just
do that, and then nobody goes through it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then we would end up seeing reports of, like, they forgot a spot. And like,
right. What are you talking about? Wrestling fans never complain.
Fake and gay.
Ooh.
Ooh, that...
Oh. That didn't look very nice.
A dumb kick. It must be really hard to try to figure out where that briefcase or that championship belt or whatever it is, because everybody always seems to have trouble putting that in the center of the ring. You kind of think that they would want to like mark the center of the ring maybe a little bit, you know? A little red X.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Jumping before he...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I like that.
you didn't see that.
Oh, Christian's got it, guys. Oh, wait.
I kind of wish I was a little kid again where I would look at this as like, oh my God, well, Christian's clearly going to win. Like that kind of thing. And then it's like, oh, well, now that he knocked him down, Kane's clearly going to win. Like that type of...
Yeah, there's definitely certain kinds of matches, like some TV shows and movies, where I wish I could sort of erase my knowledge of the outcome and watch it again, mm-hmm. as if it were the first time. Because not knowing the outcome is really a huge part of it, too.
Oh, now when I watch wrestling, the second I see them talking, I'm just like, aw.
Well, and I can see them. Spots in the ring? Or
yeah, in the ring while they're wrestling.
Even movies, like you were saying, I watched Zootopia the other day, and I'm like, oh, I know what the twist is.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm waiting for it to happen, and then it was like, uh-oh, that's the bad guy? And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, they sort of, showed that ahead of time. Foreshadowing. Oh. Ooh, that was good.
Me, as like a 9-year-old, would be like, but Kane's still in the ring, he's gonna win. No, but where is everybody else? Really curious who I would have been rooting for if I was like an 8-year-old around this time. Because I always tended to like the jerks.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was like a big fan of Bret Hart. And...
I'm trying to think of who I was rooting for at the time. I think either Edge or Benoit.
If I was I was a teenager in 2005. If I was watching this, I probably would want Edge to win.
Yeah, I think I wanted Edge.
So I've always liked him, even when he was doing that whole never gonna stop me, never gonna stop. This is a whole section of the match where Benoit is always just kind of like, ah, my arm!
Mm-hmm.
My damn arm!
Oh, man, here we go.
Oh, he left so much blood on the ring. poor man.
He opened up that.
Oh, yeah, he broke open the old wound.
A little hard watching this now, knowing that he, like, snapped and that stuff kind of, like, contributed to it, you know?
Yeah, it is sad.
I don't see why Kane's flipping out as much, though.
That's hard to watch.
Benoit's got the crowd support, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember how this ends now.
No, you don't.
Oh, sits up.
Yeah, I thought it was such a weird ending. I'm not
gonna. I don't remember the end spot.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Come on, Kane, you're bigger than him.
Oh.
And here we go.
Mm-hmm. No.
Boom.
Such a weird way to end a ladder match. Just smacks the guy in the shoulder with a chair.
But it was his bad arm.
He was selling that arm like a champ. There we go.
Start of something that's been going on for a long time. One of the best gimmicks that they've added over the past bunch of years.
Now, how do you feel about it being its own pay-per-view instead of being at WrestleMania like it used to be?
I like it being its own, but I do kind of see why, like, some people argue that it should just be at WrestleMania. Because I kind of look at it as, like, it would be a type of match that would be really cool at WrestleMania if you didn't have to do it throughout the rest of the year. But WrestleMania is already big as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So why not put it as, like, a special thing in the middle of the summer where we don't have as much going on?
Yeah, it has so much hype and can get so much attention just on its own.
Because I'm kind of split on it. I don't know. I liked when it was at WrestleMania, but also having it closer to SummerSlam, I don't know. It leaves more potential open during that time of the year, I guess.
They certainly wouldn't be able to do it now with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and this. They wouldn't have enough. Well, then again, they've had all these people with the Intercontinental ladder matches and stuff. So maybe if they kept that to like a singles match, they'd be able to do it. Biting the fucking...
Yeah.
Oh,
then there's blood coming out of there too.
Good old JR.
So is that all that they show for that? Are they going into the next segment?
I think so.
I think that they might be, because they're probably just going to go like, all right, well, now we're going to bring out... What is the next match that they have loaded up here?
Undertaker versus Orton, maybe?
It looks like they're... Oh, God, the Eugene thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, in this social climate of today, we're totally not giving commentary to this angle. But for those that are still continuing this on, we're going to throw out some plugs and other kind of things like that. You can keep watching your WrestleMania 21 stream after you get done listening to us here. But Kaylin, anything you want to promote?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Kaylin Ferris, and be sure you check out that Mega Maniacs group on Facebook. We talk about wrestling all the time.
Angie, anything on your end?
Nope, just going to sit here and watch this and not say anything.
Well, that'll do us in then for the 2005 Money in the Bank match. Make sure you leave your comments below. Tell us what you think of this whole thing, going back in time, rewatching that, and you know, the perspective that you have in 2016 or whenever the hell you're watching this. Maybe you're checking this out in 2042 and you're curious about what we had to think back then. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube or iTunes or Stitcher or whatever you're listening to this on. Give us a thumbs up, positive reviews, share this all over social media, Twitter, Facebook, at Smarkout Moment. And if you want to hear more of this type of content, make sure that you leave that in the comments below, too. And check out the FanboysAnonymous.com fan tracks for the movie and TV side of things we've got going on. Been doing a lot more of those recently with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Going to do one for Ghostbusters eventually, because I ain't watching that new movie.
And I'm going to
put some kind of content out there. But on behalf of everybody on the panel, thank you all for listening, everybody. I'm Tony Mango. This has been another Smarkout Moment, and we're being counted out.